subject, my husband's daughter is telling my daughter to have sex. Hi, Stephen Shirley. I've been married for almost 3 years, and this is my second marriage. I have 3 kids from my previous marriage, ages 23, 21, and 14. My husband has one daughter who is 17 and a senior in high school. When my older kids were growing up, my husband taught them to have a good work ethic, be active in school, and have a part-time job to keep them active. Here's the problem. The same foundation that was set for my kids is not being set for his 17-year-old. She is very smart. She makes straight A's in school, but she has the worst attitude. Her mom told her she doesn't have to get a job. She can let her dad take care of her. So she doesn't want to work. She is sexually active, and she has been giving advice to my 14-year-old. Recently, my 14-year-old told me that the 17-year-old told her to try sex if she wants to. She also gave her advice on birth control, and she has allowed her to be alone at a friend's house with a boy. I told my husband that my 14-year-old is not allowed to hang out with the 17-year-old anymore. She is not a good role model, and she is not the one to give her good advice. While all of this is going on, my husband seems to be afraid to address these situations. He seems to be afraid to talk to her the way he talks to my kids. I'm a very fair parent, but I believe in right and wrong. I support my stepdaughter and everything she does, but I don't think it's fair to support her as if she was my own if I don't have a voice in what's going on in her life, because everything I say, he jumps to her defense. Please, guys, tell me if I'm doing the right thing or am I dead wrong? You're definitely doing the right thing. You are not dead wrong. You're right in how you feel. Your husband is the one that's wrong, and he's not being fair at all. He really isn't, and you guys need to get on the same page with this one, because a house divided cannot stand. It will fall. You'll be headed for major problems in your marriage. Your daughter will be out of control if you guys don't get a handle on this. You have to address this situation immediately. And what I simply mean by that is you've got to deal with it in an adult manner with your husband. You've got to let him know how you feel, how unfair he's being with your children, how undisciplined he is with his child. You got to get all parties involved, you and your husband together in this situation. Then the kids. I mean, it would be great even if the first wife could come, since she's part of the problem. Of course, I doubt if she'll come. It's way too much like right, I'm sure. But her negative influence on your stepdaughter, that trickles down to your daughter. That should not be the cause of troubles in your marriage and in your family and with your daughter. It just shouldn't be. Your husband needs to be a father to his daughter and not her friend and tell her the real. Steve?
All right, here's the deal. First of all, you've got a blended family here. So much so that your husband has accepted your children. Men who do that don't get enough credit. I've said that oftentimes. And when your kids were growing up, your husband taught them to have a good work ethic, be active in school, part-time job, keep them active. Here's a problem. The same foundation that was set for your kids is not being set for his 17-year-old, which leads me to believe she doesn't live there at the house. Think, like Shirley said, she comes back and forth. Now, she's very smart. She makes straight A's in school. But she has the worst attitude. Her mother told her that she don't have to get a job. She can let her dad take care of her. So she doesn't want to work. She is sexually active. And she's been giving advice to my 14-year-old and told your 14-year-old that the 17-year-old told her to try sex if she wants to. Okay, now, you have every right to pull your daughter away from this type of influence. And I would highly recommend it. It's too young for a girl. It's too young for a boy. You know, but we're in a society today, and I grapple with this with my children all the time, because they live in a totally different society. Everything is sexual in their world, and it's made to be all right. Most of the star women today act crudely on stage when they perform in videos and everything. Almost all of the guys do the same thing. All of the music are heavily sexually laced with terminology, suggestive music. It's all it is. You know, even blurred lines, you know, I want to hug me. What rhymes with hug me? I mean, come on. Everything is right there in their face. The internet, porno, everything. A child can go on their computer, look like they're busy, and can be exposed to everything. And the children that's exposing themselves to your children are of the same age and they sexually act. And it's all right. The sad thing is that the boys in our society have made young girls think that it's not only necessary to do it with them and to behave this way, but it's absolutely fine. And the moral barometer has changed in our country. You got to get away from this situation.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.